The collapse of the housing market was at the heart of the economic downturn and remains one of the primary reasons the economy has been so slow to recover. Now, the Federal Reserve is asking Congress to consider what else can be done to help, and the Fed even has some ideas. Joining us live is Peter Coy, economics editor for Bloomberg Businessweek. What ideas do we hear from the Fed, Peter?
The big idea here is that more needs to be done to get the housing market going again, and if that requires some steps that have so far been considered too far, then, you know, so be it. That's the Fed's idea. One idea would be to get Fannie and Freddie more involved in solving the housing problem. So far, under the Federal Housing Finance Agency, run by Ed DeMarco, the emphasis has been on minimizing cost to taxpayers, which is, of course, a worthy and essential goal. But because of that, Fannie and Freddie have done very little to help people refinance into cheaper, more affordable mortgages. They've also haven't gone towards turning some housing properties, some ownership properties, into rental properties. Right now, we have a lot of people who would love to rent. Rent prices are going up, actually. And then all these houses that are sitting on the market because nobody wants to buy them. So turning them from ownership units into rental units might also help free up the housing market a bit.
What about, Peter, the issue for a lot of people who have a higher interest rate mortgage right now but don't have the ability for one reason or another to refinance? Is there any way to do it without, you know, getting banks to make the same mistakes they made before?
Right. And there's going to always be a trade-off. This is not an easy problem. If it were, it would have been solved by now. But the Federal Reserve, in this report to Congress last week, is saying, let's tip a little bit more in the direction of, yes, helping people refinance, even if they have a high loan-to-value ratio, which huge numbers of them do. People can't qualify for refinancing despite the extremely low interest rates now because they don't qualify for having Fannie or Freddie insurance on those mortgages. So that's another step. Now, yes, would it expose taxpayers to some more risk? Somewhat. But remember, taxpayers are homeowners and homeowners are taxpayers, so kind of we're all in this together.
Well, at this point, any help would be welcome. Thanks, Peter. Appreciate it. Peter Coy, economics editor for Bloomberg Businessweek.